This week, the US government cut funding to a greenhouse reduction project which planned to produce the world's first clean coal-fired power plant. But if the US is pulling back from the global effort to find ways of burying greenhouse pollution underground, Australian scientists are determined to prove that it is possible. Even if the science is successful, though, the head of a key Australian clean coal project says the process may not be economically viable without a very large tax on carbon emissions, as Simon Lauder reports.
The allure of geosequestration is that fossil fuels can remain our cheapest and most readily available source of power. No one's proved it's viable yet, but capturing CO2 and storing it underground is the main aim of Australia's Cooperative Research Centre for Greenhouse Gas Technologies. This promotional video sells the dream of zero emissions coal-fired power.
Fossil fuels are the most reliable and affordable solution to our energy demands. New methods could allow us to continue using them and yet reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The project has so far captured the attention and $2 billion worth of investment from countries including Australia, but it appears to have proved too costly for the major partner, the US government. Its energy department has cut its budget for the project and the zero emissions plant it was to have produced in Illinois. Dr. Peter Cook was an advisor to the Future Gen project.
It was a combination of a range of things. I don't think there's any one component. And what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years is a very significant increase in the cost. I think also perhaps the project was trying to be all things to all people, and there was a lot of additional things that people hoped would get added on. These all added up to added on to the existing cost. So the whole thing started to escalate. But in terms of the research, It's not impacting upon research that's going on here in Australia.
Dr. Cook is also the chief executive of the Cooperative Research Centre for Greenhouse Gas Technologies. He says the centre's own work has already overtaken developments in the Future Gen project.
Up to this stage, we've just talked about doing it. We're actually going to start doing it. It's never been done in Australia before. You know, this is the stage at which people say, oh, this can actually happen. You know, they can actually go along, kick the tyres, see how it happens.
Dr. Cook says the centre will start injecting carbon dioxide underground in Victoria's Latrobe Valley in just a few weeks.
We're getting natural gas which is high in carbon dioxide, and we're using that natural gas then to get the carbon dioxide, compress it, transport it, and inject it down about 2 kilometres. And then we've got a very, very comprehensive monitoring program, subsurface monitoring, surface monitoring, airborne monitoring, a whole range of monitoring technologies that we'll then be deploying. So we're going to be injecting about 100,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide over a period of 1 to 2 years.
On Dr. Cook's estimate, power generators could be using carbon capture and storage in just 7 years, but they won't have the financial incentive unless they're heavily penalised for their pollution.
If you're saying, when can we do it technically, we could do it, I believe, by 2015. Technically.
Do you think it will be economical without a carbon tax?
Well, I think that what we've got to recognise is that a carbon tax at the likely level initially is not actually going to drive this technology. If we're going to have a carbon tax of $10, $15 a tonne, which is, you know, the amount that's being talked about at the moment, that's not actually going to drive this technology. I compare it to cycling, and you're trying to cycle up a hill, and it takes a hell of a lot of effort to get up that hill. So you're starting from scratch here, starting on the hill, you're going up the hill, a lot of effort. Once you get to the top, then it doesn't take a lot of effort to continue cycling. That's the stage at which the $10 or $15 a ton will help. But if you wanted to really drive this technology and drive it quickly, then, you know, you'd be talking maybe $50, $60 a ton.
Dr. Cook says an alternative would be for a government mandate for the use of the new low emissions technology.
Simon Lauder reporting.